After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection.
Dostigavši mene, velike duše koje su jogi puni predanosti, nikad se više ne vraćaju u ovaj privremeni svijet puni bijeda, jer su dostigli najviše savršenstvo. Smisao je dostojanstvo milosti da isišu od aktivnosti svojim rodom. Ovaj privremeni materijalni svijet pun je bijede, rođenja, starosti, bolesti i smrti, i zato se onaj ko dostigne najviše savršenstvo i vrhovni planet Krišna Loku Govaka Vrindavana, prirodu ne želi vratiti. Vrhovni je planet opisan u vetkoj književnosti kao Avjakta, Akšara i Parvati, drugim riječima, taj planet iznad dosega naše materijalne vizije i neobjašnjiv, ali predstavlja najviši cilj, odredište Mahatma, velikih duša. Mahatme primaju transcendentalne poruke od poznatih bhakta i tako postupno razvijaju predano služenje svjesnosti Krišne. S vremenom postoji toliko obuzete transcendentalno služenje da se ne žele više uzdići ni na jednu od materijalnih planeta, niti žele biti prenesene na neki duhovni planet. Žele samo Krišnu i Krišnino društvo i ništa više. To je najviše savršenstvo života. Ovaj stih posebno opisuje personaliste, bhakti svjesni gospodina Krišne. Bhakti svjesni Krišne dostižu najviše savršenstvo života. Drugim riječima, ono su najizvršeniji duši.
Yoga is very popular.
Yoga je jako popularna.
But there are different types of yoga.
Ali postoje različite tipovi yoga.
The hatha yoga or physical yoga.
Hatha yoga ili fizička yoga.
It's a preparation to do meditation.
To je priprema za meditaciju.
Then there's the actual going deep into the meditation of yoga.
I onda se stvari ide duboko u meditacijsku yoga.
That's called the Ashtanga Yoga.
Ashtanga Yoga.
Then there's the there before that there's a another yoga called Jnana Yoga, which is yoga of knowledge. There's a yoga of active work which is called Karma Yoga. But the devotional yoga, that is something special.
Ali devocijska joga to je nešto posebno.
Because here in this verse it says yogis in devotion.
Jer ovdje u ovom stihu se kaže jogi u devociji.
They achieve the supreme personality of Godhead.
Oni dostižu svevišnju božansku osobu.
They go to the highest abode in the spiritual world.
Oni odlaze u najviše prebivalište u duhovnom svijetu.
And they don't have to therefore come back to the temporary material world, which is filled with miseries. They've achieved the highest perfection. I mean, it's so wonderful to know what actually is the highest perfection. Here we're getting directly from Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, what is the highest perfection? To achieve Krishna. To achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the name in Sanskrit, which in Arabic is Allah, which in English is God, and in Bosnian is Bok. Bog. So in different languages they have different names. So this yoga is the yoga of how to achieve him, how to meet him, how to serve him directly. So it's considered the most confidential of all self-realization processes. So this verse specifically talks about that spiritual abode. And it talks a little bit about this material world. This material world is described as dukaloyam, as well as asaswatam. Dukha means misery.
Dukha znači nesreća.
Have any of you ever experienced any misery in your life?
Da li neko da se kusio neku nesreću u životu?
Some hands are going up and down. Can I get a clear vote here? Oh. So there's like miseries could be in a number of varieties. One is a disease. Have any of you ever experienced any disease? Then another type of misery is getting old.
Drugi oblik bijede ili nesreće je starost.
Most of you are young, but
većina vas je mladi.
Few of us are getting old.
Neki od nas već starimo.
So anybody expect to experience any old age this life?
Da li očekujete da ćete ostati u ovom životu?
Then there's the misery of experiencing death.
Onda tu je i nesreća i iskušavanje smrti.
You know anybody who has died at all here in
Bosnia?
So death is another misery.
And
the Vedas say the fourth misery is that after dying you have to come back again. You start all over again. Okay, these are like major kind of miseries. In between there's other kinds of miseries, which are described as adidaivik, adibhautik, and adiatmika. So the adiatmika means the trouble from our own body. That would include disease, but also could include other things. like maybe itching, or maybe can't get to sleep, or maybe anxiety. I was at a Rath Yatra in where was that? Which Rath Yatra? So many Rath Yatras. No, Cologne. Rath Yatra in Cologne, Germany. And there was one young man there. He's standing. I don't know why I walked up to him and said, you know, Vigets, how are you? And he said, you know, I'm really bad. My girlfriend left me. And I feel very depressed. So I came here to Cologne to meet some friends to try to get my head together. And I can tell you that when I see you people singing and dancing, I somehow feel better. So it seems that there are some people out there who are having mental anxiety also. Any of you ever experienced anxiety? Be honest. So, like that's Adi Atmika, mind and body giving us trouble. Adi Bhautika is other entities giving us trouble. You may not be doing anything to harm anybody. Somebody can rob your car, or they can steal from you, or something else, or they can beat you, or maybe it's some kind of insects or bugs or dogs, cats, tigers, so many other kind of living entities that can cause us trouble. Maybe somebody you love, somebody you care about. They say something to you so painful that it goes right to your heart. Has anybody ever suffered from another entity? Could be a subtle entity. Or a gross entity. Gross. Gross body. So everyone has their experiences. Then there's Adi Daivika. That means things that are beyond our control. The rain, the snow, the earthquakes. We in Asia, we faced this year in January and December, we faced a tsunami. At least Bosnia doesn't have tsunami problem. Maybe just the coast, little small. But so like the earthquake, volcanoes, some kind of accidents which are out of our control. But you've had your share of problems from war. So this material world like that, it has problems that come from so many directions. Maybe when we're young, we don't think of it so much. You know, or even when you're young, sometimes you get a stomach ache, sometimes you get mental anxiety, sometimes you get complexion problem. So many. But generally youth is maybe less, you think. Some feeling of enjoyment is there more. But not me. When I was a youth, you never saw me smile. Yeah, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I always was. Any photo. By the age of 19, I was convinced there's no happiness in this material world. I was looking for the alternative. So here we find that there is an alternative. Now, of course, most religions talk about a heaven. Some place you go and you're happy. The Vedas say that there's two levels of heaven. There's a heaven where you go and have material happiness. But that's not a permanent place. You go there for some time, you enjoy, then you burn out your karmas, your merits, and you come down again to earth. So you go up, down, up, down, up, down. But what we're talking about in this verse is the supreme destination. The kingdom of God. To be in the personal abode with the Supreme Lord. You go there, you don't come back. That's the highest perfection. To achieve the Supreme Lord, His direct service, association. Devotional yogis, personalists, that's what they want. Hanuman, who is a great devotee of Lord Ram, he was offered blessings. He was offered that he could get salvation. He could get salvation. Merge into the light of God. No, I don't want that. You are my master. I am your servant. I want that, never to forget that. If I take that impersonal salvation, I forget everything. I want to serve you eternally. Yeah, take a blessing. What blessing do you want? So, no, but I don't need any blessing. I'm quite happy just if I can serve you. My job is giving blessings. Your job is receiving blessings. So what blessing I can give you? Then he asked for an unusual blessing. He said, you see, I love you so much. I'm your servant. But sometimes I feel so much affection for you. I would like to hug you. Like a son hugs a father. Can I have that blessing? Ram said, all right. And he hugged him. And so, I don't know, you might see the picture sometime. It's not so common, but sometimes there's a picture of Hanuman embracing with Ram. That the supreme God is a supreme person.
Svešnji Bog je svešnja osoba.
But he's not a material person.
Ali on nije materialistička osoba.
Doesn't get old.
On ne stari.
He doesn't die.
On ne umire.
Doesn't have any disease.
On nikad nije bolestan.
He knows everything.
On zna sve.
He is everywhere.
I on je svugdje.
But he is also a supreme person.
A on također je vrhovna osoba.
Just like in holy books.
Kao u svetim knjigama.
Like in Quran it says that Allah is all merciful.
Kao što se u Koranu kaže da je Allah sve milostiv.
So to be, he says he is all most beautiful.
Također se kaže da je on najljepši.
Should we surrender to him?
Da se trebamo predati njemu.
So, like that, if a person is beautiful and if a person, yeah, we should surrender to him, then that means he's a person.
Ako je najljepši, ako mu se trebamo predati, znači da je osoba.
But he's not material.
Ali nije materijalno.
So just like it says, his abode is not visible to us.
Kao što je rečeno da njegov prebivalište nije vidljivo nama.
And normally God is not visible to us.
Normalno Bog nije vidljiv nama.
But because he's supremely powerful.
Ali pošto je on vrhunski moćan.
If he wants to.
Ako želi.
He can make himself visible.
Može učiniti sebe vidljivim.
Why not? Who can stop him?
Zašto ne?
So sometimes he comes here just to visit his devotees on earth.
Ponekad dolazi samo da posjeti svoje bhakte na zemlji.
And to give them his blessing.
Da im da svoje blagoslove.
Out of his supreme mercy.
Zbog svoje svevišnje milosti.
Sometimes he doesn't come himself, but he sends his pure devotee.
Ponekad ne dolazi on sam, ne šalje svoga čistog bhakte.
He sends some spiritual master or some prophet or someone like that who comes to give the message.
Šalje svoga duhovnog učitelja ili svoga proroka, nekoga ko će prenijeti njegovu poruku.
So we should respect all the messengers of God.
Stoga trebamo poštivati sve vlasnike Božje.
They may have different messages, similar messages, but slightly adapted to each time and place and circumstance.
Oni imaju sličnu poruku, ali poruka je adaptirana shodno mjestu, vremenu i okolnostima.
But this Bhagavad Gita is spoken.
Ali ova Bhagavad Gita je izgovorena.
My Lord Himself.
Od strane samog Gospodina.
So this is something very special.
Zato je ovo nešto veoma posebno.
When the Lord Himself is being as if a Bhagavad Gita, song of God.
To je kada Bog sam govori u Bhagavad Gita, pjesma Gospodina.
And this eighth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is for attaining the Supreme.
Ovo osmo poglavlje Bhagavad Gita je nazvano dostizanje svevišnjeg.
It says in the glories of this eighth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shiva explained to Parvati that by chanting this eighth chapter one can go back to Godhead.
U slavama osmoga poglavlja Bhagavad Gita Gospodin Šiva objašnjava Parvati da osoba koja pjeva ovo osnovno poglavlje može dostići svešnjeg gospodina.
She asked for the example.
Ona je tražila neki primjer.
You all know the example?
Znamo li svi primjer?
Would you like to hear?
Da li ste željeli čuti? Yes,
okay, then Lord Shiva told the history.
Onda je Gospodin Šiva ispričao povijest.
That once there was two families of devotees. How many of you are devotee families? How many of you have children? So these families had children also. They tried to train them to be Krishna conscious. They tried to give them the best of material and spiritual education. They taught them slokas. They taught them philosophy. They taught them the practical knowledge they need to survive in the world. Somehow, from this family, the boy married the girl of the other family. But they had a desire to see the world.
Da vide svijet.
Desire maybe to enjoy it a little bit.
Želi da malo uživaju.
They had their Krishna consciousness, but they were young and they wanted to enjoy and they wanted to have a good time and see the world, you know, that type of thing. Maybe the parents weren't so happy, but what could they do? This was their choice. Everyone has to learn and live their own experience. So they went on a journey around the world. Don't know how they're traveling anyway, I don't know. So they saw many countries, many places. And one day, it was very hot. And they were seated under an imli tree, a tamarind tree. And in the shade of the tamarind tree, the husband, he was thinking about their journeys. What are we doing? We're traveling all around. Everywhere people doing the same stupid things. Suffering the same sufferings in the material world. I must admit, after all this traveling, I'm beginning to feel bored. What is really the absolute truth? What is the spirit, the real living force of life? I mean, we're seeing people suffering and enjoying and suffering and enjoying. What is this law of karma? I would like to have some of these questions answered. The wife said, you know, when I was a child, my parents taught me a verse.
Kada sam bila djete, moji roditelji me naučili jedan stih.
From 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Iz 8. poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
And the verse asks exactly the same question.
Taj stih postavlja.
Arjuna asked this question of Krishna.
Arjuna je ta pitanje postavio Krishna.
He said,
on je mi rekao,
Arjuna uvača,
Arjuna uvača,
King Tat Brahma,
King
Adhyatma, King Karma,
King Karma,
Purushottama,
Purushottama.
No sooner did she say that than the tree fell down. That tree was the tree for executing criminals. Hundreds and hundreds of criminals have been hung by the neck until death for their murders, assassinations and other serious crimes. The ghosts, the subtle bodies of those, the disembodied souls of those criminals were stuck to that tree.
Duhovi tih kriminalaca koji se mogu steći na ovo tijelo su bili u tom drvetu.
They were all surrounding this couple waiting for the night to come to attack.
Ovaj par čekajući noć da nam
They were just there waiting. When the night they become more powerful. And she quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita. And they were all listening. So by hearing a verse from 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, they all got liberated. And when hundreds of souls like that got liberated at one time, it had such an impact the tree fell down.
Pah!
and fell on the ground. You like that? And then something amazing happened. Because they were all freed from their karma by hearing of words mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. They achieved their spiritual forms of eternal blissful knowledge. And from the spiritual world, from the supreme abode, came a spiritual airplane, a big one. There were so many hundreds of people. Then this airplane, this spiritual airplane, was brilliant like millions of suns.
It
was like, wow, so brilliant. And it was making, it was vibrating transcendental sounds and prayers and vibrations. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The couple saw these souls get up onto the airplane. They went up, 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 up. The sun figured out what happened. We somehow, you said this mantra and all these souls were liberated. They just went back to Godhead. What was that mantra you said again?
Where the mantra was this word?
Kintat Brahma.
Kintat Brahma.
Adhyatma. King Karma.
King Karma.
Purushottama.
Purushottama.
That means, oh my Lord, oh Supreme Person. What is Brahman? What is the self? What are the fruitive activities? It's a half a verse. Half verse. Not the full verse, just half. So by half verse of chapter 8, hundreds of souls got liberated. So then, said, well, it worked for them. The husband said, it worked for them. I know this works. So I'm going to chant this. So then, like a mantra, like we chant Hare Krishna every day, he started chanting this half verse. Kintak Brahma.
Kintak Brahma.
Kintak. King Adhyatman,
King Adhyatman,
King Karma Purushottama,
King Karma Purushottama,
King Tat Brahma,
King Tat Brahma,
King Adhyatman,
King Adhyatman,
King Karma,
King Karma
Purushottama,
Purushottama,
King Tat Brahma, King Adhyatman,
King Karma
Purushottama,
King Karma Purushottama.
Tat Brahma, day by day going by, he's chanting, waiting on it. But he wasn't getting liberated. But he knew that it will work. I have all faith. It works with them. So they had gone back home and they are doing their devotional service, but he kept chanting this mantra. King Tat Brahma, King Adatma, King Karma, Purushottama, King Tat Brahma, King Adatma, King Karma, Purushottama, King Tat Brahma, King Adatma, King Karma, Purushottama, spiritual world, Narayana, the majestic form of Krishna, he started smiling. And Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the spiritual energy, everything ultimately is a person. The spiritual energy is also personal. So this spiritual energy saw that Narayana is like laughing, kind of smiling. He said, what he was smiling for especially today, like special something.
So,
well, there's this Brahmana, Vaishnava, who's chanting half a verse of 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. I'm wondering what blessing to give him. Then he called Vishvaksena, he's the commander of all the force of the Lord. Bring him up. Bring him and his wife up. Because the wife is the guru that taught him, she has to come too. So then they sent Vishnudutas down and picked him up and brought him back to the spiritual
world.
Harivo!
Harivo!
Natuvanti Mahatmana Samsiddhim Paramam Gata. So, somebody, like the previous verse tells us, for one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain. Because of his constant engagement in devotional service. So if we constantly do devotional service, so normally people pray to God, give me money, give me wealth, give me honey, give me this, give me that. There's a verse in one of the Vedas that talks about different kinds of worshippers in different modes.
Postojan stihu vedama koji govori o različitim vrstama obožavatelja i njihovim raspoloženjima.
Said, in the mode of goodness, I'm praying, Jagat Shanti, let the world be peaceful, let the people be peaceful, let the families be peaceful, let everybody be peaceful, let there be happiness on earth and happiness in the universe and happiness for all and good fortune for everyone. And like that's their prayer.
Ljudi u Berlini mole, neka bude mir za ljude, neka bude mir za porodice, neka bude mir za svijet, neka svi budu mir za ljudi, neka bude sreća za svijet.
Said the same thing?
Yes.
And then in the mode of passion, the worshipper is saying, give me money, give me a house, give me a good wife, give me a good life, give me a good money, give me good fame, give me good power, give me... And then ignorance. Destroy my enemies. Give me wine, give me whiskey, give me... So many women show all those things. So different kind of worship, but the pure devotee, he wants to serve the Lord. And he does serve the Lord. We serve the Lord in order to serve the Lord. The means and the end is not different. So by doing that, it's easy to achieve Krishna. It's hard to find anyone who's doing like that. So when you say, I'm chanting the names of God, I'm worshipping God, I'm trying to... Then people think, you know, I mean, the good people they appreciate, but some people think you must be crazy. What are you doing that for? Of course, then we have our beads and then people that do tasbih, they see this, oh, this is very nice, they appreciate it, but some people appreciate it. Christians have their rosary. I don't know how many do it, but so we have our beads and we also chant the names of God. And this is how we always remember the Lord. So by remembering the Lord, it's easy to achieve Him. So by chanting every day, we're going to remember. Just like that, that son who was every day singing a mantra from Bhagavad Gita, that way he was remembering God. So, one interesting, I mean, I was thinking though, because today even a parent asked me what to do with our children. You can see the importance when they're young to teach them slokas. Sometimes it may come very, it may save their life. Like Gajendra Moksha, Gajendra was delivered by remembering a verse from a previous life. And this, the wife saved them both by remembering a verse she remembered when she was a child. So like that, we make our life, we organize in such a way, whether we're householders or whether we're brahmacharis, krihe tako bone tako sada hari bole dako, krihe tako bone tako sada hari bole dako. Grihe tako means those who live in the household life. Bone tako means who's living in the renounced orders, like brahmacharis and sannyasis. And so everyone, sada hare bole dako, everybody should be chanting the names of Hari. Hari is short for Hare Krishna. So this is a very important verse. This verse Prabhupada quotes so many times. Because normally everybody is born has to die. Everybody who dies has to be born again. But here it says punarjanma, the rebirth. And the life in this miserable material temporary world. Na nuvanti.
Not nuvanti.
They don't get it again. Why? Because they achieve these great souls. They get all perfection and achieve the ultimate destination. So who are these great souls? That's referring to the people in the previous verse who are always remembering Krishna. So how many of you want to practice always remembering the Lord? How many want to come back again in this temporary world of miserable misery and get birth of Even if we come back, you see, we're willing to come back if there's some service. But we don't want to come back because we want to come back. We're willing to come back and serve the Lord anywhere. We shouldn't want to come back here as just like because we want to enjoy here or something. That's stupidity. Every religious teacher advises us to try to achieve God. I mean, here in Bosnia, we experienced for a period kind of a living hell. In other parts of the world now, there's that kind of a, maybe there's a similar type of hellish situation going on. You never know when everything turns to some hellish situation. So this material world is unpredictable. That's why we should try to be fully Krishna conscious, fully God conscious. I was told that there's some devotees that want to see me. Like a lot. And so what we thought that we do is to give is that I have since I haven't been here for 2 years now. I don't know, there was some problem last year getting the visa. Almost didn't get the visa this year, but somehow we got it. Damodar Prem worked hard on that. Even they closed the embassy. I was still sitting there waiting. They said, okay, we'll give a special permit, you can wait in case some special message comes from Boston. The office closed at 1 for outside people. I waited until 2. Still no news. And I got some, I said, it's just coming, it's coming, wait a little longer. If I don't go, I miss my flight. Okay, I wait some more time. I wait till the last minute I can. Finally, just before I was going,
I sad prije nego što sam otišao.
They said, okay, it's the message arrived from Boston. Six hours I was waiting in the embassy. I got the first hand information. I can give you lessons about Bosnian embassy. Yeah, the person in charge who was there overseeing the visa section. In London, England. He didn't know English.
In London.
He was English. He was turned out to be English. Mr. Dragon. So anyway, I'm thankful they gave me the visa. Glories to them. But anyway, this last year, 2004, we went on a Ganga safari to South India. We call it Narsingha safari. And so I thought that we could show you that Narsingha safari, maybe here there's a... And because there's a number of devotees who went, Vaikuntha Nitai, you were there?
No.
You were not there?
No.
Who was there?
No.
Okay, we got Daksha Prabhu and Shivas. Shamanan. If you can have a group by the mic and they can tell people what's happening. Also, this safari has been, and the safari before that, which was the Ganga safari to the ocean. Mayapur to the ocean. Very interesting. With crocodiles. Biting crocodile. And that has been written by Teja Govangi. And translated into, written in Serbo Creation. And published as a book. Which is available over there by the buttons. Yeah, over there in the back. Here, he's holding one up. So there's very few books I have in this language. I mean, that about anything I do that's in this language. So take advantage. You can see what I'm really like. I don't even know what she wrote. Because I can't read it. Tell us a lot of nice things, and there's some classes and different things in
there.
And if you want, if you get one, I'll sign your copy. If you can catch me. So why don't you set up the, while he's setting up the video projector, I can answer some questions. And then who's coordinating the darshan? Then I'll go in one of the back rooms. So you give people numbers and they can just go in one at a time. Who's the urgent people that... Any question on the class today? Yes.
So the Maharaj was speaking a lot today about suffering. So I had experience in my life when I was suffering. I was helped very much by all the devotees. So when I see them, suffering out of sheer thankfulness, I would like to help them somehow, but I don't know what is the proper Vaishnava etiquette when they suffer from someone else.
And well, grihasthas are allowed to give, I don't know what type of suffering and what kind of help. You can give counseling, you can give charity, you can give. In the name of the Lord, you can give a charity. Krishna says that in my name, whatever is given. He accepts it. They have in Chopati, they have a committee for helping people that have problems. And they anonymously give the help so that nobody has to feel that, okay, I got money from this person, but if they really need help, then they may give some help
in some anonymous way.
So sometimes one thing is people often need help just to know that others care. One devotee told me today that they thought that I was like nobody really cared about them. So we can be more like a family and show that we care about each other. So that also is very important. You want to use this? I know one time a girl told me that she was going to a Namhata meeting. By motorcycle. And she had an accident. So when you have an accident with a motorcycle, it's usually serious. So she was in the hospital. That didn't bother her. I mean, things happen. But what really disturbed her was everybody from the Namhat knew she was coming and she didn't arrive. Nobody asked about her. Nobody phoned her up. Nobody went to the airport, to the hospital to see her. And I think maybe sometimes we're too impersonal, we think that, you know, this is all Maya or something. But, like, I remember one time I stepped on a nail. I cramped on my foot. I stepped on a nail on my foot. And then Prabhupada wrote me a letter. I don't know how he found out. He found out that I stepped on a nail. My dear spiritual son, Jaya Pataka Das, you know, please, I heard you stepped on a nail. Please, I'm very concerned about your health. You must take care of your health. It's important that. And he wrote me this beautiful letter, you know, just because I stepped on a nail, telling me, giving me all kinds of nice spiritual advice and care. So Prabhupada, he didn't think it was, you know, something mundane, that it was an opportunity to guide me what I should do when I. So. Sometimes the most important thing we can do is just let people know that we care. It's not Maya to care about another Vaishnava and to help them, whether it's moral support or practical or whatever. That's any other question? Daksha Dan, the 4 billion year man.
It's again a question about, but not just keep it like this morning. I have a question connected with morning
lecture.
You said that even once in a day of Brahma. Krishna is coming, but not Panchatattva and not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every time when Krishna is. Not that he comes every time and they come. But what's happening in that time when they are not coming, still. Some incarnation is coming.
Some other incarnation comes.
Some Gaura Narayan or something. But I heard something, but I don't know exactly.
Znači, to sam govorio da jednom danu u mjesec Krišna pojavlje, ali se nakon njega se pojavlje koje se odnog ranga, ali ne se pančatrstva, ali ne svaki put. Ali sam neki čuo, znači da se pojavlje neka druga inkarnacija umjesto pančatrstva.
Why don't you just put the original, why do you do that? Why don't you just put the original plugs in? This way you don't get any grounding. Let me give it a shot. Unless it doesn't work. But. And there's another, I read it a few times, that there's another Vishnu avatar who comes. In a covered form. But, which exact name I can't remember right now. But there's a form that comes, and, but it's not Lord Chaitanya. It can still be the process of chanting the names of Brahma. Because right now he did come, we're so absorbed in trying to remember him that it's kind of academic to what comes when he's not around, but that someone else comes.
Da je to čisto akademska stvar, sada znati šta je ako on ne dođe.
This projector sometimes overheats. We need either a fan or some devotee to fan it.
Možda ima neki ventilator,
I don't think a fan with a such a holy fan.
Ne baš tako.
She's got a... Bring it, put it higher, so everybody can see. Focus. Please set up where I'm going to sit, in some chair or something. I don't think it's straight. No Bhakti Vriksha, I'm only going to sign the safaris today.
No. The last time I had safari already.
You bought it already?
In Rijeka. I bought it in Rijeka safari.
For you special.
Okay,
you got there.
Yeah.